I am not familiar with this site. It is a blog kind of thing, a sports blog maybe. It's called Busted Coverage. Does anybody know about that?
No.
The categories that it covers are football, cheerleaders, other sports, and girls.
Okay.
So it's one of those kind of things.
All right.
And a guy who is admittedly an intern wrote a story, Dan Crawford wrote a story about Jameis Winston getting turned away from the Blue Martini. So I'll read the story that this guy wrote for you. He said, I'm an intern at Busted Coverage, meaning I'm in college and also meaning I'm the same age as Jameis Winston. He has a lot more money and fame and women and athleticism and basically everything else in the world than me. However, I'm pretty positive I'm smarter than him. That may not be saying much, but I think I am, and I understand social cues and how to dress in certain situations. Last night, Jameis tried to go to the Blue Martini Lounge in Tampa, which supposed to be an upscale bar and club area. He showed up like this, and it showed a picture of Jameis, and he is wearing a what looks like maybe a Nike long sleeve pullover.
Okay.
And he's got it zipped all the way up in the front. And the reason why I'm saying this is because it appears to be collared almost.
Uh-huh.
And he is wearing a baseball cap that would match his shirt.
Right.
And then he is wearing shorts and socks and black shoes. And the article goes on to say, keyword, upscale. He got denied, which goes to show he's either the dumbest person ever or he actually thought he could wear his track jacket, shorts, and black Nike socks into Tampa's nicest bar because he's the number one pick in the draft. I'm so offended by that line right there. You have no idea.
No.
How you are calling the Blue Martini Tampa Bay's nicest bar. Now, really, let me be honest. I have been to Blue Martini a lot. It is not a bad place. It is not a place I would not go to, but it is by far not Tampa's nicest bar. Blue Martini is sandwiched between a Cheesecake Factory and a stand that sells olive oil. That's mm-hmm. the truth. They're outside Blue Martini. There's a store that sells olive oil and a stand that sells cigars. Next to it's Bar Louie, and next to that is a Cheesecake Factory. And it is by far not the nicest bar in Tampa. And the picture shows Jameis and what appears to be one or two other guys standing outside talking to a man in a suit, I assume, is the manager, and it is ironically next to a sign that says Blue Martini, dress code strictly enforced. Now, you can look in the background of the picture, and there are even a couple of people taking pictures from behind
right.
of Jameis Winston. Now, my argument here is, first of all, it is absolutely ridiculous that Blue Martini would not let Jameis Winston in the way he was dressed. Now, do I think that he deserves special treatment because he's the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely you do. You have, how many times have I said on the show that the one cool thing that I like is that I get to wear jeans when I go to a nice restaurant?
Right.
It's one of the great perks of having this job. The idea of having Jameis Winston inside your club, I saw him at the hockey game, and he took a picture with my son, and then 9 million people wanted to take a picture with him afterwards. You want to go to a club where your quarterback hangs out. You want the quarterback to breathe life into a bar that's become nothing more than a cougar pickup place in the last 5 years.
Listen, I worked in the bar and nightclub business for a long time. If he showed up like that and they said, hang on, and I came up as the manager and they said, it's Jameis Winston, but he's got like shorts on and stuff, I'd go, hey, Jameis, how are you doing? My name, you know, blah, blah, blah. Listen, normally we have a dress code, but we're going to let it slide for you. Can you just do me a favor? Could you tweet out that you're here or do something, whatever, and come on in. I got you guys first round and stuff. I am fine with letting a celebrity.
I got to tell you, Gavin, that's not even a bad idea. I was going to say, let him in and then go up to one of his boys and say, hey, my manager's going to give me a lot of crap if you guys are in shorts next time, just giving you a heads up. You know, something like that. Don't say it to him. Say it to one of his guys. This way you remove the embarrassment. The other thing is, think about this. The Blue Martini's in the goddamn mall.
Right.
And it appears that it is not late night in this picture, although I can't really tell because it's somebody else's picture. It actually, if you look deep into the picture, it looks like it's daytime out. Maybe he was just out and about. It's not like he was like, let's go to Blue Martini. Right. Let me put my finest shorts on.
Yeah.
They were out somewhere. Maybe they were coming back from the beach. Maybe they were coming back from playing golf or something. Maybe they were somewhere else, and they were like, let's just roll up in there. I have to tell you, a very famous athlete from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the kind that you would let in if he was wearing shorts, once said that the Blue Martini only likes black people on Sunday nights. And I have to tell you, I've heard the same thing from a couple of
them. Really?
Yeah. And even that is only for a couple hours.
Now, didn't you have a situation with Blue Martini?
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, and this has got to be some time ago because I don't think I had kids, so it's got to be at least 8 years ago, we went to the Blue Martini on Sunday night, and I was wearing, we were the same thing. We went to dinner, and then we were like, hey, let's go get a drink somewhere. So we rolled up to the Blue Martini, and I was wearing nice jeans and a nice, I think I even had a collared shirt on, and I had black Nikes on. I don't like dress shoes, and I did not have dress shoes. And we waited in line, and when we got to the front door, the three other people in my party went in, and the guy told me I couldn't go in. And I said, why? And he said, no sneakers. And I looked down. I'm like, not even really sneakers. They're like, you know, I just went to a nice restaurant I could wear them to.
Right.
And I was like, okay. So my party then came out, and there was another bar that was open on Sunday nights a couple of doors down. So we started walking to that bar. I didn't even make a fuss about it. I didn't say a word. And all of a sudden, I felt somebody running. I heard footsteps running up on me. And I turned around and see what was going on. And it was the bouncer from the club. And he didn't know it was me, not like it's a big deal, but he ran up to me and he goes, hey, man, sorry, I didn't know it was you. And I go, it doesn't matter. It's cool. I'm not, you know. And he goes, why don't you guys come back? And I said, no, because at that time I was like, no, it's ridiculous. And he was like, seriously, he goes, and this was a quote, we have to be extra strict because Sunday is black night. That's exactly what he said to me.
Oh, man.
And I looked at him and I was like, okay, thank you, but we're... Now you were trying to lure me back into Black Knight, is what I heard.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, we're good here at Kahunaville or wherever we ended up after that. Yeah, that was the thing. So, I mean, you know, from working in the nightclub business, I was a bouncer for years.
Yeah.
If you get an owner that doesn't want black people in, the first thing you do is look at their shoes. Sorry, no sneakers. Sorry, no this, that, and the other thing. And that was the thing. They told them to be extra strict because it was Black Knight, and you wanted to make sure you only let the right people in on Black Knight. Yeah, so listen, I've been to the Blue Martini a dozen times after that, okay? I've never had a bad problem there, but that did happen to me. I didn't hear about it somewhere else. It happened to me. I don't think I've ever talked about it. I get it. I know what the guy was saying. He didn't say it in the most eloquent way, but Jameis Winston's trying to roll up in there, and they will not let him in, according to this blog site, because of the way he's dressed. And my opinion is, ridiculous move. Ridiculous. Now, there are people on our Facebook who are saying good for them just because he thinks he's the quarterback. He hasn't done anything for Tampa. Why should we? Because any other major city takes care of their quarterback. You let Ben Roethlisberger shows up in a white T-shirt and jeans, wants to go rape some girls inside, they give him security. Let's go.
Two things. One, he never raped any. Oh. He makes love to him. And the second thing is, my job as the manager is to make as much money for that club
yes.
as possible. I get bonuses on it. I get my job security depends on it. I am making that call. I am saying we are going to let it slide. We are going to have... At this time, probably the most famous athlete in Tampa.
Let me add a word to that. The most famous multimillionaire in Tampa.
Right, yeah.
Who has plenty of money to spend in this place.
What do you think? He's going to go in there, maybe spend $500, but denying him service has everybody talking about the Blue Martini again. When was the last time anybody talked about
it? Okay, but talking about it as a place that's not even cool to our quarterback? I don't want to go
there
and hang out.
And I have it where he tweets out about it, and people are talking about it, and all of a sudden there's a huge influx, and people are like, hey, let's go to the Blue Martini. Jameis may be
there.
And
what's the good to come out of that? If he had lost five games already and they denied him, then that's a cool move. But now you got a guy that we should be embracing, whether or not he's going to take us to a Super Bowl or not, we should be embracing him as the guy that we've invested in for the future. Let's show him a little extra respect.
Because it goes along with that whole, the crab legs, the yelling effer and the pee stuff, all the stuff that he's been accused of doing. Now there's one more, and you can just pile on and go, look, we own this nice bar. He tried to roll up and be a scumbag and get in without paying or using the dress code, and we denied him service.
Let's also point out two things. One, we are strictly going by this guy's article, who is an admitted intern for this blog website. Two, the picture of the Blue Martini manager speaking to Jameis Winston may just be those guys having a conversation that somebody snapped a picture of. So we don't know how much of it is actually true. We're going by what this guy wrote about in the story.
I think that they shouldn't have let him in, and the only reason why is because there is rules.
Is how you say it.
There are rules. Right. There is rules. And so you have to abide by
those
rules.
There are rules in the English language you need to follow.
Yes, that's true too, but I choose not to. And just like Jameis chose not to follow the dress code, and that's why he didn't get in. There's no reason why they should break the rule.
Let me ask you this question, okay? So we go out, you and I go out to, I was going to try and say some sort of physical activity that we'd never do. Say you and I go out.
Parasailing.
Say you and I go out one morning and we go have breakfast somewhere and we end up going from breakfast, hey, let's go see that Jurassic Park movie. Then we get out, it's early afternoon on a Sunday, let's go get a drink somewhere. And we roll by the Blue Martini. And the both of us, because we didn't plan on going to Blue Martini, are not dressed for it. And we go there, and we just want to have a beer. So we go up there, and they go, sorry, you can't come in because you're wearing shorts.
Yeah.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. But if the guy says to me, hey, aren't you Mike Calder from the radio show? Yeah. Hey, listen, normally we have a dress code, but since you guys are here, why don't you come on in and enjoy yourself? I go back there 10 more times.
Right.
And I go,
and
hey,
you
man.
Tell your friends.
Right, and I go, hey, sorry, I didn't. Because there's been a couple of times where I've been out with my family wearing like basketball shorts or whatever, and we decide to go to dinner, and I normally would never even wear that to a restaurant, but I'm out already, you know?
You don't think that Jameis has, he can pick any bar he wants to and go into. Basically, in this town, he could pick anyone, minus the Blue Martini, apparently, and go in there and have a drink. So just because they let him in and let him slide one time, he's not going to remember that in a month now.
Of course
he
will.
When he and his friends want to go out for a drink.
Of course he will.
Remember the Blue Martini let me in for wearing shorts? No, he'll never remember that.
He goes into that bar, and one girl hooks up with him. Now it's a place where you can instantly hook up with chicks. Let's go back to that Blue Martini. That was a spot.
And girls know that they can go in and hook up with famous athletes because they let them in there and they're cool. Here's the situation, and I've been in this situation a bunch of times as a manager of a nightclub, is I would be called up to the door because somebody would be complaining about a cover charge or something. And I would go out there, and it would be a guy who clearly had money, I could tell. People who have money don't want to spend money for some reason on certain things. And he would say, listen, I got 10 people with me, and we don't want to pay $10 beast cover charge, but we want to come in, blah, blah, blah. And I'd go, listen, pay the cover charge. We have to do the cover charge. I said, you guys get in. I'll get your first round of drinks and stuff. And they'd be like, oh, that's awesome. Meanwhile, they're paying $100 to get in the door. I'm paying $3 of my cost for the drinks. They love me now. They think it's great. They think they got over on me because they got their first round. And they're like, we got drinks for free. No, you didn't. You paid for them tenfold by paying that cover charge. But they're happy. I'm happy. They're spending money.
To mention the fact that if I roll up into this place and the manager says to me, hey, Cowhead, come on in. He's like, hey, man, just next time we don't have no shorts on Sundays or whatever. And I go, oh, my bad. I feel terrible. No, that's cool. Come on in, though. Don't worry about it. And we go in and we sit down. Now I'm like, hey, either give somebody a big tip or let's order a bottle of champagne or something because the guy was so cool to us.
And if I'm the owner of Blue Martini and I found out that my manager didn't let Jameis Winston, the number one draft pick in the NFL who plays for the Bucs, didn't let him in, he's fired. Yeah. I go, you're a moron.
That's ridiculous. Well, he's abiding by the rules, though.
What city does not embrace their starting quarterback? What city does not love...
Oh, I've been in Cleveland. I lived in Philly.
I don't even know who the starting quarterback is.
Neither do they. That's why they can't embrace
him. In Philly, you're going to tell me Donovan McNabb couldn't wear shorts at any bar he wanted to go to? Even in the losing days.
McNabb could have.
Yeah. Tell me one that didn't kill dogs.
Vic couldn't have.
I mean, Vic's not a quarterback. He's a dog killer to people. Okay. The people, that's what they see him as. He's a bad... He's
Nick
already
Foles
a bad guy.
Foles couldn't have. He was goofy looking and nobody loved him. They didn't really rally around that guy.
Show me one guy that they know. Jameis Winston's already famous. He was the number one. He was the number one draft pick. The entire world knows who he is.
Yes.
Show me one famous quarterback from a major city that's not completely embraced by any nightclub that he wants to go to. And if Jameis Winston, I'll tell you right now, who I don't know, if he walked into that club and was like, I know I have shorts on, but I'm Jameis Winston, then you kick his ass out. But there's no report of that whatsoever other than him having a nice conversation with the manager.
And money talks. Money talks. We used to have these guys that would come in every big holiday, 4th of July, Memorial Day, all this stuff. One guy sat on the board of directors for a waste management company. Another guy owned a bunch of car dealerships in New Orleans. Another guy did something else, and they were rich. They would show up in all kind of awesome cars and stuff. They would come in. They would drink like crazy. They'd open tabs to have all the girls drink on it and stuff. They'd get in fights every time they came in. You know who I kicked out? The people they were fighting.
That's right.
That's who I would kick out.
And let me tell you, at spring break time, when Blue Martini was the hottest bar in Tampa, I can't tell you how many athletes I've been to Blue Martini with in shorts and a t-shirt. I can tell you for sure I was there with David Wells and Jason Giambi while we were all wearing shorts and flip-flops. It's a matter of who you want to let in.
You got to bend the rules sometimes. Yeah. You can't be hard and fast. Yes, you do.
Why does he deserve a break when other people want to get one? Just because he plays football? That's not fair to the guy that's standing behind him in line waiting to get in who's wearing the same exact thing.
That guy behind him does not provide what Jameis Winston provides. He does not bring in, it's an even trade out. You have a guy who is not wearing the right dress code, but he's a high profile face that'll bring other people in. If I'm walking by and everybody's like, Jameis Winston's in there and he's partying, that's a place that you want to go to.
Maybe I'm just different than you guys, because if I walk by and I see Jameis Winston in a bar, or I see that he tweets that he's at a bar, I'm not going to go to that bar. I'll walk by and, oh, that's cool, I guess, but I'll keep going on my way.
I'm not necessarily talking about me when I say
the average NFL person.
Yeah, yeah.
We were going to Ghost Bar in Vegas. We were going to Ghost Bar, and my buddy was talking to the guy, and he was like, you can't come in with jeans on, whatever. And he's like, you got to be kidding me. We got this whole group of us and stuff. We're going to spend a lot of money. We're all in the bar business, everything else. And the guy's like, nope, sorry, no jeans. Guy goes walking past us with jeans on. He's like, what about that guy? Guy turns around, Derek Jeter. That's who you let
yeah,
in.
Derek Jeter can walk in with a jockstrap. And it was okay.
Yes.
You guys were like, all right.
Yeah, we even said, well, if you let jeans in, of course,
right,
Jeter.
Right. There's a huge difference.
I understand, but this is a bar taking a stand and saying we don't have to be part of that difference. We can say, hey, we have a strip code that we don't let in.
They are a mall button bar nightclub. This is not the hottest spot in town.
According to this article, they are.
Goddamn Blue Martini. The option, if Blue Martini's closed, is to go to the Cheesecake Factory to go have wine.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Tony, you're on the Mike Caldas Show. Good morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. I completely understand and agree with what you say. I'm an FSU alumni, so I'm I like Winston. I think he's a good guy.
Let me jump in real quick. I want to point out that I couldn't give a flying F about any college football or we don't know what he's done with the Bucks, and I still agree with this. But go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, it's just like there's no really dress codes in Tallahassee, and they're not even famous at that point. That Jameis Winston's a different story. But you can walk in just to any bar in Tallahassee, it doesn't matter what you're wearing, as long as they get your money. Now, in Tampa, it's a little bit different, but the Blue Martini, I mean, that's kind of out of the limelight now. Everybody goes to Ybor pretty much if they want to go to an upscale bar, and you can see people
walk in. You clearly are out of the loop if you think you're going to Ybor for upscale bars, but thank you.
Ybor, you have to have at least three knives on you to get into any bar.
Have you heard any problems with Jameis being out of clubs or anything like that? Has it been the paper? Because he was at the drink in South Tampa over the weekend. No problem there. I saw a picture of him sitting inside in a t-shirt, whatever else he was wearing.
That's why I think this bar made a good decision. Nobody's talking about him at the drink or wherever it was.
Sure, it was all over social media. I didn't see it. The people who were there, hold on, that's a good point you bring up. I wasn't there. Nobody sent me a press release. Jameis Winston has fireball shotted. I saw it because everybody who was there took a picture of it and put it all over Facebook. So the people that were there were paying attention. They know that that's a spot where their own hometown quarterback hangs out, which will probably mean that other players start hanging out there. That's how a place becomes a hotspot.
I just don't think that people go. Maybe it's just me because I don't go to bars and drink, and I don't sit and go, okay, this bar let me in. This guy took care of me. I'm going to make this my home bar.
Oh, that's how
I think athletes think that way either. I thought they could, because they can go wherever they want. They don't even have to drink in a bar. They can have bartenders come and pour the beer down their throat if they wanted.
Yeah, but people go there on the hopes of somebody famous being there. They want to see celebrities so much that whenever I ran a nightclub, we would book real world people. Stupid real that I can't even remember their goddamn names, and we would have them come and be there and just stand behind the bar or
Julie,
host a contest or do whatever.
Julie from season one?
She may have been there. I don't know. No, you know what? She actually was there one time. She was drinking.
Oh,
she was there
out?
And just hanging out and drinking.
How bad would it have been if you would have been like, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from season 10 of The Real World, whoever, and you paid him to be there, and Julie was sitting there drinking, and she's like, I was there in season 1.
She was there drinking, and the radio guy, I was working, I was bartending at the time, and she was sitting at my bar, and the radio guy who was there sent her a drink, and he was a big, fat, gross guy that I didn't like, and I brought it down to her, and I go, hey, this is from the fat guy that smells like urine.
What a great bartender you are. Rachel, you're on the Mike Caldas Show. Hello. Hello, Rachel. Hi, how are you?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear the first part. I'm great. I'm just commenting. I moved here recently from Texas, and the Houston Texans, like, our city loves our team.
Of course.
Like, we have one of the crappiest teams, they're getting better, but they weren't always the best team. But, God, like, just the fact that it's your quarterback, I think that's the difference.
That is how I feel. Yes, he deserves a little bit more because he's our cool guy.
Make him feel loved.
So where do you draw the line, though? Is it cool for him to speed in the car, go 120 miles an hour because he's our quarterback?
No.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Are you really equating breaking a law to letting somebody into a nightclub?
I'm asking where the line is. Yeah. So if you're a cop and you pull him over and he's driving 20 miles over the speed limit, do you let him go because he's
a quarterback? Maybe you do.
If I'm a cop and I pull Jameis Winston over and he's going 20 miles over the speed limit, I go to him, hey, Jameis, it's only 60 here, not 80. Please slow down. Consider this a warning. I get him again. He gets a ticket.
Okay, or the next time he slams into a family and then he kills a whole bunch of people because nobody gave him a ticket the first time he learned his lesson.
You really? 20 miles over? What human is not driving over 20 miles an hour
right
now?
Me, ever. I drive one mile over, sometimes one mile under, just to make sure I'm okay.
Let me tell you, there are decisions that need to be made based on who the person is and what it could do for your business. We're talking about this from a business point of view, and I believe this is dumb. And even though we're talking about it today and mentioning Blue Martini, it's not in the best light ever. I just told a story about how they have to be strict on Black Knight to get in there. I've talked to several black athletes who've had a hard time in there and a lot of white athletes who've had a ball in there. So I think there might be a trend there alone. Cecil, go ahead. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Yeah, I wanted to comment about it. You know, in my opinion, you know, he's a pro athlete, but first off, they wouldn't do that if that was the president, number one. And even if he wasn't famous, if that was a guy coming in to work for the state, you know, as a food representative or whatever, they'd kiss his butt to accommodate him because they're afraid of their bar getting shut down. So, you know, and I think people hate in the fact that he's a pro athlete and he's had controversy.
By the way, let me jump in here real quick. Thanks for the call. He's not just a pro athlete. He is our quarterback. I'm not saying he's such a good quarterback we should let him in. If he went to Philadelphia, they should treat him with kid gloves. He is our quarterback of our NFL team. He is representing our city to the rest of the world, and we rally behind our quarterback. That's what I'm saying. And you have not, and all you people who think he's going to fail, that's fine. But he hasn't failed yet.
Right.
He's the number one draft pick in the entire NFL, and he plays for us. Extend him a little extra courtesy.
I can tell you this right now, that if a guy showed up, just a guy, okay, and I'm there, and we have a strict dress code, and he's wearing shorts, and I come out, and he goes, listen, I didn't know I was going to be out, and I have shorts on and stuff, but I've got like five people with me. We're going to spend a lot of money. You can charge me whatever. In fact, let me get two bottles of Grey Goose or whatever. It's $300 a pop and stuff. Let me get two bottles of that. Can I come in? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely coming in.
But you know why that's not happening? Because a guy that has that type of money will abide by the rules and use the dress code.
No, that's not true at all. I am the perfect example of
you.
That.
Yes, you
I've
are.
Seen, I've seen it a athletes, million times.
How many
I've
other
seen
athletes
it a million times.
Show up dressed according to the code and get in. All the time it happens.
Yeah,
not
but
everybody
there's a
has
different,
to be a rule breaker and have the rules broken.
There is a different scenario here. If you woke up in the morning, if Jameis Winston said, if we found out he was like, I'm Jameis Winston, I don't have to wear no dress, then he's a dick.
I agree.
Then he's a dick. But right now it looks like we just decided to go get a drink and we weren't prepared that they had a dress code. It wasn't that he was going to defy their code. It seems that he just showed up there. He didn't know there was a dress code. He had a nice conversation with the manager and he left. Nobody's even complaining about Jameis hasn't said a word about it, and nobody's saying Jameis was a dick about it. All I'm saying is, if you're a club and you've got your quarterback, the number one draft pick in your town about to come into your place, you let him in if he's wearing a green goddamn thong on.
And plus the fact that it's Jameis Winston coming out of college who has been going to college bars for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Who probably has no idea that some bars even have a dress code.
He's a kid. Well, we forget about that.
I agree that he didn't do anything wrong. I'm not saying that he did anything wrong. I'm saying there's no reason why he should be given a separate set of rules
Rob,
from everybody
you
else.
You want to know why?
Oh, wait a minute, bro.
Somebody's brain turned on.
I just got back from Starbucks. He reminds you. No, but you want to know why you let him in? Because guess where I'm going this weekend from the following weekends on? I'm going to drink because that's where Jameis Winston hangs out. I'm not going
She's
to blow
try and get him and put a baby inside of him.
Yeah. I will meet you there with whatever. You know what I mean? But that's why. Because from now on, where is the crowd going to go? Where he was?
It gets a reputation of becoming a hotspot. Even if you're not a Jameis Winston fan, now you know the other Buccaneers are going to hang out there. And hey, I heard the hockey guys are going there afterwards. That's where it becomes that kind of spot.
Floyd Mayweather tweeted out that he was in the to be at whatever club, they had to turn people, like, it was packed. They had to get people out of their parking lot and stuff. It was so goddamn busy just because they knew Floyd Mayweather was going to be there.
Oh.
He's the number one draft pick. That's a big deal.
Yeah, let me, Floyd showed up in, according to the dress code.
No, let me tell you something.
Oh, perfect example. You didn't.
Let me tell you a perfect example is Jackson's, okay? The last time I was at Jackson's was some time ago, but it was after I was there, and it was after a Rays game, and Evan Longoria was there in a suit, and there were other players there in suits. It was a long time ago, okay? And I guarantee you, if Jameis Winston showed up there in shorts, Corey would have two guys carry him back to a cabana and make sure he was as comfortable as possible so that he can enjoy the night at Jackson's, and everybody could be like, Jameis Winston was hanging out at Jackson's. Yeah. That's a smart way of doing business. Let me grab a couple more of these phone calls, and then we'll move on. Michelle, go ahead. You're on the Mike Cal the show.
Hey, Mike. Love the show, like always. Every morning, love it. I completely agree about Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston reps us right now. He is our player now. And y'all don't. And somebody in a bar doesn't respect that. They are a fool, and they're out of a job this morning too.
Yeah, that is because, our guy. That is our team leader.
Yeah, I mean he is representing us to the NFL, and you know we. You know, even if some stuff we don't agree with, that's fine. As long as he gets out there and does his job, makes us look good, here's your money.
There you go. Thank you. I agree with you. Let me tell you, you don't think Derek Jeter could walk anywhere he wants in anything he wants in New York City?
He could.
Anywhere, he could break any dress code going anywhere
Should
he wants.
Should he be able to, though? No.
Absolutely.
According to you.
Let me tell you why. He has brought so much joy to the people of New York. He is such a good representative of New York. He's a guy you extend that courtesy to. Also, from a business point of view, like Galvin's pointed out 1,000 times, once you have a guy like that inside your establishment, it puts your establishment on a whole different level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the day that Derek Jeter comes to your place 10 times and everybody's the hottest spot in town, he goes to another place 1 time, your spot starts going down. Now we're not as cool anymore because Jameis used to hang out here, but he's hanging out over there. Look, and I'm putting a lot of pressure on him. He hasn't thrown a goddamn ball in the NFL yet. All I'm saying is embrace our guy. Say he goes on to win, you know, 10 games this season and we go to the playoffs. You think Blue Martini's going to turn him away next season if he's wearing shorts?
Yes.
BS. He is not only that, but they're going to be like, Mr. Winston, welcome. And I like your shorts tonight. Your crab legs are waiting at your table. Effer and the P, have a great day. Yeah, I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Justin, go ahead. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, Mike, I'd love to take the side of Blue Martini and say, you know, they were right. But, I mean, any at rich or cool, and I've been ways that dress codes get into the clubs. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. If you present yourself in a way where you look like you're going to be a good customer, dress codes are just so they can pick and choose who they let in.
Sure, absolutely.
That's it. I mean,
it's a private club.
You.
They can make and break the rules all they want. I could say Tuesday night we don't let anybody in with long sleeve shirts on, and that's totally enforced. I can do that.
Yeah.
As the manager, as a representative of the club, I can say that, and it is absolutely enforced, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
But exactly. It's our right to turn him down.
I'm not saying they don't have the right to do it, but I think it was a wrong decision.
But I can also say, tonight we're going to let our number one quarterback in with shorts on, too. So I can do that. And if anybody questions me, I go, it's Jameis Winston. Once you become the first, the number one overall draft player, then I'll let you in with shorts on. Otherwise, get back to the bar.
Plus, his foot hurts. Got to wear sandals.
Yeah.
Kyle, you're on the Mike Calta Show. Good morning.
Yeah, we went down to Fort Lauderdale, and they got a blue martini down there. We were down there for my bachelor party. And we caught up ahead in advance because we were closing a different bar down. A couple of us were wearing shorts and flip-flops, you know. We said, hey, we're all adults. You know, we just want to come have a few more drinks until you guys close down. They let us all in free of cover charge and everything.
Of course, you were smart enough. You were smart enough to call ahead so they know that you're not a bunch of gangsters just rolling up there. They know that you're out spending money, like Galvin said, and they know that you're going to drink until the place is closed. They should roll out the red carpet for you.
And you didn't walk in and give them the infamous, do you know who I am?
Right, right.
Those people, exactly. I go, yeah, you're the person that's staying out in the parking lot.
good job, sir. Thank you. A couple more. John, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm just sick and tired of him being coddled. I mean, he got it through college. Now he's getting it. He hasn't done anything in the NFL yet.
What do you mean he got coddled in college?
Look at all the charges and everything against him.
What are all the charges against him?
How many times?
Wait, hold on. Answer that. What are all the charges against him?
He's had a history of theft. He's, you know, shoplifting. He's got the charges with this woman with the rape and all.
The rape charges were dropped.
Hangovers. Well, it's still out there.
It's a civil charge. It's a civil suit brought against a celebrity.
Well, that's just it. When you're standing in line and all of a sudden somebody just comes along and, oh, well, you can go on in, but you guys wait. It does get a little irritating, and I'm good for them. I'm more inclined to go to Blue Martini now because they upheld their rules.
Good. Go there. You sound like the guy I don't want to hang out with. That's perfect. Let me tell you, how do you tell a guy, how do you say a guy was coddled in college? And let me tell you, I guarantee you, like the other caller said, he hangs out at every bar. He doesn't wait for anything in Tallahassee. They let him go wherever he wants to go. And that's what he should do. He was a quarterback. Yeah.
And he probably was coddled in college, but you know why? Because he's a great athlete, and that's how the world works.
Yes. He was famous.
Yes.
He was a big fish in a small pond. Yes. That's how it works.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
I think Mickey Rourke is a better person than you? You know what I mean? No. But if Mickey Rourke shows up, I'm letting him in because he's goddamn Mickey Rourke. I don't know why I picked Mickey Rourke, but I'm going with it.
Actually, that was pretty good because it's right on the line of do I let him in shorts?
Yeah.
It's like a closing.
Mickey Rourke's going to show up with like one shoe on and like overalls or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
America is dead if the star athlete can't get into any bar he wants. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Listen, and we're talking about a medium-sized town, an A-plus celebrity in this town right now, and a bar that hasn't been cool in 10 years. It should have been a perfect fit for everybody. Now, again, a couple of things I want to point out. One is I'm going strictly by this blog, Busted Coverage. I don't know the facts of this. I don't really know that Blue Martini turned him away. They wrote this article. They wrote it that he had been turned away. There is a picture that accompanies the article where a man in a suit from Blue Martini is having a conversation with Jameis next to a dress code security sign. And he is wearing shorts. So I'm assuming that all of these facts are true. I don't know for sure, though. But if it is, hypothetically, if it is, I think that they did the wrong thing. And it seems that most of the people that we talked to today agree that this is our quarterback. We should be rallying behind him. He hasn't done anything good or bad yet in this town. We don't want to start off on a bad foot. Let's treat the guy like what he is.
I'm telling you right now, who is like the Bucs' number one team to go against?
Oh,
who's their rival?
By the way, real quick, you just said number one because I guarantee you, Gerald McCoy gets in there in shorts.
Right.
I guarantee.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe not Blue Martini because Gerald's black.
Gerald
McCoy goes into any club he wants with his big diamond earrings, and you spot him from a mile away. You let him in with shorts. Who's the number one rival? The Eagles, the Falcons are in
okay.
Their mission.
So any of the guys on the Falcons that are a star player, any of the guys that are on the Eagles that are a star player, come into my bar in Tampa, I'm still letting them in.
Yeah.
Still letting them in.
Yeah.
It's not even anything about, you know, he's our quarterback. He's a famous celebrity. People know who he is. People want to go where they are.
And by the way, had this story been, Michael Vick tried to get him Blue Martini, or maybe not Michael Vick because it's too easy because he's so hated, but another athlete who is not a Tampa Bay athlete tried to get in and turn him away, I would accept that way more than I would accept the fact of them turning away our guy in our town. That's the whole point of the conversation.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.